Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything.
My God is able.
Thank you, Jesus. There's gonna come a time in your life when you can't find one friend. You can't find one friend. But don't let that worry you. When they move out, good God Almighty, keep stepping. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here?
Endure with a little wind to blow on it. One thing a
about it, before that flower popped up, the roots went down into the ground, which gave it some stability to be able to stand even when the winds blow, even when the storms come. Little flowers, they don't worry because they know if it never rained, then they'll never grow. So if you never have any problems in your life, how can you grow? How can except you have something to make you pray, something to make you trust, something to make you have to say, I must reach unto something that is greater than I. I must have a relationship with something that's greater than I, because I can't do this. I can't walk this life just me and mine. I need some help. I need something greater than I. And I'm so glad he so fixed it that he allowed it unto us, a way that we can make it by even with our speech and our desires of our heart, that we would call unto him and confess that, Lord, I need you. Lord, I believe what you did for me. I believe unto this salvation. Thank you, Jesus. And then with our own mouth, have the Lord allow salvation to come to our own house, because with our mouth and our heart, believe in our heart, then we confess with our mouth, then our roots start to grow into the ground as that flower did. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful that song, Everything Will Be All Right. Don't worry, God will be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful this morning. God blessed us to see another day. Just another day that the Lord has blessed me. Just another day that he allowed me to be in his care. He allowed me to look upon this day. We say this many times, look upon this day that I never seen before. I hoped in faith. I laid down in faith, hoping and expecting to see this day. Oh, but Jehovah God made it a reality when he dispatched an angel to come down and, oh, touch us with the very finger of love. And as he brought us out of the image of a dead man, and then we looked upon this reality that we call life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this blessing, for this day. We thank God for this day, our daily bread. We thank God for help and strength. We thank God that he allowing us to get into his word, which is another blessing. Not only did he wake us up, gave us a portion of health and strength, he clothed us with our right mind, a mind to want to please him, a mind to want to serve him, a mind to just walk with him in the scripture a little bit, a mind. We thank you. As we go in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our heart, thanking you for your goodness, Father. We surely thank you for your mercy. We thank you for, oh, Father, even last night, lying down, Father God, oh, in hope to see this day. But we thank you, so thankful, and we are so mindful that you are the one that made it a reality. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now we ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, Father, we're so thankful and we're so excited that you allowed us to come together. We don't want to never forsake the gathering. We know it's a blessing for when we come together. Hallelujah, and lift you up, Father. When we come together, some going to get strength today. Oh, Father God, some is going to want to know you just a little bit better on this day, Father. We ask you to forgive us for all sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus, even those things that would hinder us. We ask, even if it was by our own choosing, we ask forgiveness, Father God, that we may be made better for thee. It is in the name that is above all names, a name where men might be saved. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we do pray. We do ask these things, Father God. Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen. beautiful today. Here we are. We still in the loop. Can God still let us know how that all these scribes, these Pharisees, they by their own choice choosing to entrap our Lord and Savior, to try to tangle up our Lord and Savior, to because one, the fame had gone out, and that means that they weren't so famous anymore, and that spirit of envy.
That's
hallelujah.
That's it.
Spirit of envy. You know how and God so let us see. You know, we have to have a cross just like Christ had a cross, his children and his sisters and brothers. We have a cross as well. But
yes, sir.
Be not dismayed. Whatever the time, you God will take care of you. And he told you, I will be with you. You know, I will be with you, though I have so designed this thing that you may go through something. But only thing I need for you to do is concentrate on being a holy vessel for me, and I will take care of you. So as we look into this Luke 20, we even start at the 19th verse. Thank you, Jesus. How it says, and the chief priest and the scribes, the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable. And back up in the 17th verse, and told them, and beheld them, and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner.
Watch it now.
Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will rend him to powder. It will grind him to powder. See, whenever you reject Christ, whenever you decide so with your own understanding and with the hardness of your heart, instead of you opening your heart to Christ, you decide to make allowances for your bad decisions. Your bad decision, and in that you are against the builders, you know.
Over.
The stone which the builders, you know. The builders, the stone which the builders rejected. What? Who is the stone? The stone is Christ. Which so he was the one that was rejected, and now he has become the head of the corner. You know, where two walls will meet together. You know, Christ is the only one that's able to so fit things together that they may work together. But when you have your opinion and someone else has their opinion, and instead of you coming together with Christ to so fix this thing, because he is the only one. See, he's the one. How can you going to build something if you walk with me, which you will? You have two walls, and the walls ain't no good standing alone, but they must have a corner to so fit them together that a wall would be able to stand. But a wall can't stand without a corner. Something to uphold it up. There must be a foundation somewhere in this foundation. Christ is the foundation that is able to fit it all together. Because they used to sing a song, it costs to be the boss, you know. It's a price that had to be paid. A price. price that had to be, the price was paid even before the foundation of the world when he decided to do something about this thing. There was, yes, yes. Before there was a when or where, a then or a there, that there was a discussion that had to take place. And somebody tell me, words don't mean nothing, but I beg to differ. Once you say things into the atmosphere, you don't realize just what you have done. So that's why we need to be mindful with our words. With our words, words have power. I've seen just by a wrong word at the wrong time have cost a life. Have cost a life. So be careful with our words. Proverbs will tell us a soft answer. Soft answer. It turneth away wrath. So with our words have power. How you say that our words have power? Well, let's go back to this conversation I was telling you about when God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit had a conversation, you know. And it's all right to talk to yourself long as it's holy things. Because there's some strength in that. Sometimes you have to, David tell me, I had to encourage myself. You know, I have to encourage myself, you know. If nobody else talking good about me, nobody else trying to lift me up, I got to do it within myself. And nobody else won't get with me. Well, let me just make sure if nobody else get with me, make sure I get with God. Hallelujah. Get with him. Get with him. Well, this conversation at this three-corner table. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, thank you, Jesus. He sat down and said, if I would make man. See, God, you somebody that knows all before it even happened. You know, all right. Knew that I would make man. Oh, and even if I make it in my own image, it still wouldn't be enough. You know, even if I would form him, set him on the clay, make him perfect. but I got to give him a free choice because I don't want him to be a robot. But if I set him down, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's going to need some help. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Well, I need somebody say, hallelujah. It had to be that Jesus came and died because he said he would. It had to be. You don't have to call yourself helping God out. But get with God so he can help you. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Get with God so he can help you. But let me paint this picture before we get into this. And then God the Father sat down with God the Son. God the Father, I'll make man. God the Son, I will die for man. God the Holy Spirit, I will go down after he's been created. And after it has been a way for him to make it back to you, Lord, I will go walk with him, the Holy Spirit, and I'll give him some help. I'll lead him. I'll guide him by his free choice. You know? Oh, hallelujah. And the more he learn of me, the more he please me, the more I can walk with him, the more I can talk to him, the more I can lead him, the more I can guide him. Hallelujah. And here is in our lesson today. And the chief priests and the scribes, the same hour they sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. Oh, against them, and they watched him and set forth spies which should friend themselves just men, would pretend that they are just men. You know, this friend is pretending. Oh, how many of us are pretending to love God, that they may go back behind the back of those brethren that is only trying to love them. But behind the back, I'm going to do things. Because it's bad in my heart. That bad counsel that set up within my heart that all Jesus was doing was trying to heal and trying to help somebody. But all they could see is how so much they have let hate burn within their hearts. But it started with that bad spirit of envy. why the Lord's not blessing me like he's blessing somebody, or why this person got this? Well, get with God. Hallelujah. Impurity. Get with God. Honestly, try to seek what pleases him. And it is no secret what God can do. You know, it is. It ain't secret until you, if you want to love him and want to honestly walk with him and be his child, it ain't no secret. He'll open them to you. But if you're trying to be, a spouse, hallelujah. If you secretly, on one hand, I love you, Lord, but on the other hand, I love you too, devil. And instead of trying to get away from my evil ways, I'm trying to hold on to them. Oh, and it can't mix. It can't mix oil and water. It don't mix together. Hallelujah. It needs to be a separation by free choice. A separate, but yet, and still, that envy spirit started with a thought, but then it got into the heart and it turned to something else. And all they saw that to entrap Jesus that they might lay hands on him. But I'm glad. God knows all. And if you trust him, he'll continue to lead you on that straight and narrow, that when the enemy try all the tricks that they can to entrap you, for they cannot. And only thing you have to do, you don't have to fight them, you don't have to lift a hand, but how you fight with love, with prayer. Hallelujah. You fight with love, and as they watch, you watch. hear me real good. As they watched him and set forth spies which should cleanse themselves, just men, to pretend they are just men, you know, that they might take hold on his word. No, don't. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't pretend like you want him, that you might take hold on his word. Because you can't. That word is so powerful. That word is so powerful. It will cut and divide. It will bring, or it will drive away. Oh, hallelujah. But this is a free choice thing. Thank you, Jesus. That so that they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. You know, they try to be crafty. It is lawful for us to give truthful. Is it lawful? They call themselves asking a question, yet still trying to entrap him. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived the craftiness, see? He knew what they were trying to do. And said unto them, why tempest ye me? Show me a penny whose image and superscription had it. They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar, and unto God the things which be God. And they could not take hold of his words before the people. And they marveled. And his answer, they marveled at his answer, and they held their peace. See, be careful that you want to ask God something, but be careful if you're trying to be crafty Oh, I didn't say that to the Lord. I just said that to old such and such. Well, how do you know old such and such is? How do you know whom he is? How do you know that he's at this particular time not walking, leaning, and depending on God? How do you know instead of him trying to fight you, he's within his heart praying, Lord, have mercy. careful. I told you, your words mean something. They can put you in a prison, in a curse, the wrong word at the wrong time. Hallelujah. The wrong word at the wrong time. But see, they could not, because when you come asking of him, the creator of life, but yet some don't realize it because he's so humble in spirit. He's so lowly, but he's not low. Hallelujah. He's so lowly, but he's not low. only time he gets low is when he come where we're at and reach down, but he don't stay in that. He don't stay in that, but he'll come to a situation. And if you don't choose to allow him to pull you up out of that situation, then by your own choosing, have you chose to stay in that situation? So God has to come back up on high. But he'll come meet you where you're at. And if you choose him, he'll lift you up. But if you so desire to stay in wickedness, then he'll lead you in wickedness. Hallelujah. And they marvel at his answer and held their peace. It came to him certain of the Sadducees, which denied that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, any man's brother dies. See, they still corner. Having a wife, and he died without children, that his brothers should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also. And they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. And Jesus answered, said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore. But they are equal to angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now dead, now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But he is not a God of the dead, hallelujah, but of the living, for all live unto your Lord God. He is not a God of the dead. So can I ask us Christians something? Since our God is not the God of the dead, why does his children, those that are called by his name, act like he's a God of the dead? Well, why do you say that, preacher? I'm glad you asked me why I say it. Why is it that we, instead of the things that are pleasing unto him, when he has put away the old man, why we think we can't live without the old man, which is dead? It's dead in sin. You left it back there in the baptism pool. And you're raised to walk in this newness of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why is it so hard for me to love? Why is it so easy for me to hate? Why is it so easy for me to love, to hear of someone's fall? Think about it. Why? When we are as Christians, hear someone have gone astray or lost their way or backslide or not doing like they said they told God that they would do. Hallelujah. Oh, our heart should burn within right there. Oh, Lord, help my brother. Oh, Lord, help my sister. Lord, keep my mother. Keep my father. Lord, help my baby. Oh, you know, it should be prayers going up. Because last I read, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It can help that one see that I'm going the wrong way. I need to turn around. I need to repent. Love instead of hate. That my God is not the God of Judea, but he's the God of the living, the God of life, the God of, oh, hallelujah, the God of spiritual growth, the God, oh, hallelujah, the God. But he is not a God.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
Not a dead God.
He's
not His life is liberty in him. He said, lift him up. Let the world know I have a risen Savior. He's in the world today. He walks with me. He talks with me. He guides me along life's way. Why should I fall when I got my Lord and Savior that will help me when I get weary? All I have to do is lift my hands to him. Father, I stretch my hands to me. Ain't no other help that I know. I don't wanna be in bondage with this hate, with this misery. I wanna be lifted up and walk among the angels like I'm supposed to be. I wanna be in heaven with you, Lord. But I know I can experience heaven right now. Right now. I can experience it. He's a living God for all live unto him. We all live unto him. When we do the things that are pleasing in his sight, this is what he was trying to get over unto them.
Yes. You know,
if you would get with me instead of being against me, you can escape something. You don't have to fall into this. When you're kicking against the prick, watch out.
Come on.
Because There's going to be a time that grace and mercy going to be pulled back just a little bit and let you see what you're fighting against. That's why it's going to allow you to grind it into powder. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Yep,
hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. So be careful. But they still sought to entrap him to see, what can we gather up on him? And they couldn't find them, so that's why they had to come up with these kangaroo courts, hallelujah, with false accusations, trying to get to those that didn't know that they may, friends themselves, that they are the ones that was righteous, but they are the ones that was full of someone's folly. They was full of it. They was full of it, hallelujah. My God, then certain of the scribes answered and said, Master, thou hast well said. And after they thus not ask him any questions at all. See, when you allow God to speak, he will shut the enemy up. Be humble.
Yeah.
I don't care. You might be going against somebody that's full of knowledge. But all the knowledge you need that he was wounded for our transgressions. Oh,
yes.
He was bruised for our our iniquity. And by his stripes, by the things that he went through for us, hallelujah, that's the only knowledge you need. I don't care how many lawyers, oh, hallelujah, try to come against you. Oh, but we have a mighty God. Hallelujah. And if you have a tender heart to him, let him teach you. He can stand with you because he know the end of the story. He know all the thoughts that are in their mind before they even come to you with the questions trying to entangle you up. So lean on to him. Depend on to him because that's where your strength lies. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. In the face of iniquity, he'll lift you up and he'll give you the courage to stand. Hallelujah. Jesus had to stand, though he was tender in heart, but he was mighty in spirit. Hallelujah. Still decide to harden their heart, but that's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Even with him shutting them up, couldn't ask him anything. Then he started to say, and he said unto them, how say they that Christ is David's son? You want to ask questions? And David himself said in the book of Psalms, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemy David, therefore, calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk with me in the spirit. Oh, didn't I tell you before there was a wind or worse? There was a conversation that went on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes. They want to look like they're high and they're lifted up and they're raw. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. One thing about it, when you lift yourself up, God will show you that the high God rules in the kingdom of men. Watch here, Nebuchadnezzar. If you don't bow to me, I'll make you bow. Oh, hallelujah. I'll make you bow. Hallelujah. For my God, the high God that rules in the kingdom of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Beware, Jesus tells, beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the market. You know, before the people, see, they were envious because Jesus was doing this in love. He went to those that didn't have nothing, that he may give them hope. He went to those that he could regeneration. Oh, and just like he comes to us, Oh, hallelujah. When we open our heart to him, he gives us more than we ever had. Hallelujah. More than we ever had. He makes us rich in spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even in our minds, we can. You don't believe me? Just think on God and his goodness to you. You'll find yourself happy. You'll find yourself. Think about what he has done, what he has brought you from, what he has gotten you out of. Think about that, what he has done for you. And it will help you and give you strength of what he can do, still do, and is still doing right now.
Come on, Rev.
Think about it. What he has already done for you. What he's already saved you. He's already set
what
you free. Hallelujah. So why
that's
not walk
free.
Like you ought to walk?
Yeah,
why not talk like y'all ought to talk? Y'all not to love like you ought to love? Because he already set you free from the old man. Oh, there should be no problem saying, my brother, my sister, I love you.
I love you.
And I hope God's blessings upon you. My hope is that you have everything you need to please God with your life. So when you stand before Hello. Him, I can stand boldly and proud because God has done all that I can do. Hallelujah.
Oh,
you can stand boldly and happy and free from sin. Oh, hallelujah. When you walk
yes,
like
Lord.
That, you can talk like that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Only because of the love of the brethren and the sisters, the love and the pride that has lifted me to be what I am in God. That's what God wants for all of us. All of us is that we love one another. Oh, as much as you fight, try loving that same way.
Yes,
watch
yes,
what
yes.
God will do. That's what he told them. Beware of the scribes, which, can I add something here? Beware of those that tried to entrap me. Hallelujah. I will provide a way for you to escape. Hallelujah. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long roads and love reading. They love to be acknowledged. The only one should be acknowledged here. They had Jesus right there. Why didn't they acknowledge him? They seen what he could do. He showed them what he can do. He showed them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yellow.
Right there.
Yellow.
He showed them what he could do. He showed them what he could do. Hallelujah. But he told them to be aware of him. Because they have sent spies in to try to entrap you, just like they did Jesus. They still trying to do his children the same way. Somebody come pretending like they with you, that they
all right.
that you may entrust them and bring them in, and yet they are there just to see what they can get to hurt you. Oh, hallelujah! You call that a sucker punch? A sucker punch. Well, I wasn't looking for you to hit me right there. I thought I could tell you this and you would help me or pray with me or just have a listening ear. But you thought that to keep that within your heart, that the day that you wanted to hurt me, you'll use it against me. Oh, hallelujah. 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 But Lord don't want us to walk like that. He told them to beware of them. In the long road, be there of them that wanted. I can't say nothing unless you introduce me. I won't do such and such unless you have a check for me. I won't, unless you pat me on my back, unless you lift me up. But who am I that men should lift me?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Only one should be lifted is God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And they desire the highness, you know. Behind the seat, you know, they want to be lifted even in the synagogue, in the chief room at the feast, you know. All attention on me, all eyes on me. Look at me, look at me, oh, Lord. And I'm not the one that can give you life, but look at me. I'm not the one that can make a way for you, but look at me. I am not the one that can lift up a bow there in hell, but look at me. I am not the one. Can you hear me? I am not the one that can heal a broken heart, but look at me, which devour widows. That's what they devour the widows' houses as for a show. Make long prayers. The same shall receive greater recognition. Because you're stealing. You're stealing when you're stealing glory that is not yours, but it belongs to God. About it, for his children, for his children, he allows you to be in the glory for a moment, but he expects you to turn it back unto him so you don't have to receive this greater damnation like the scribes and the Pharisees because they desire to be lifted. But see, when God lifts you up, make sure you let somebody know. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, if it had not been for the Lord who lifted me, who helped me when I was weak, oh, Lord, who gave me strength when I was without strength, if it had not been for him, if it had not been for him that kept me when I could not keep myself, if it had not been for him, Thank you, Jesus.
Watch it now.
Oh, when you turn it back unto him. When you turn it back unto, oh, let me let you know something. For those that might be corner-minded and they need some help being spiritual, imagine yourself walking a room and somebody spraying perfume in there. That even the room might smell a little bit better. So that
right.
is us when we love one another, when we uplift one another and watch it. Even in you in that room spraying all that perfume, some will even descend back onto you. Oh, you
right.
start to smell good. And then those that are your blessing, they'll turn around and they'll bless you. Hallelujah. So it is a benefit.
Yeah.
When you give back unto God, that that he has given you, oh, hallelujah. And it ain't no secret then. Who's tired of I am. It ain't no secret then. Oh, it ain't no secret then because he said it in the scripture. Oh, they'll know. They'll know you're my disciple. They'll
yes,
know
sir.
You're my child by the way you love the brother. They'll know. They'll know, oh, instead of you rising up to fight, you bend down to pray. They'll know.
Yeah.
They'll know. By our love, by our love. That love, that's that perfume. That's that perfume in the room, a love.
Mm.
You ever been in a room and somebody with a bad attitude, they walk in the room and you can just feel it. You're like, ooh, man, look. But one thing about it, you can show love, and that person either going to change or they're going to get out of that room because they want to stay full of that hate, full of where they can get some devilment. But if you just keep loving, God will stand. God will be sustained at that moment. Show forth your love. By all means, show forth your love. Oh, hallelujah. Then you'll show the world. You'll show the world that he didn't die in vain. You'll show the world. To show the world that you once was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. You was very deeply, you were stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now, safe am I. What you talking about? Love, it lifted me. Love. It lifted when nothing else could help. All the hell that I tried to do, that couldn't help. All the conniving that I tried to do, that couldn't help. But it was love.
All right.
It was love. It was love that the master taught. It was love. Thank you, Jesus.
It was love.
It was love. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
It was love. No, you might have got a college degree. But it was love of the Father that gave you the knowledge that helped you get through school. It was love. It was love.
Yeah, love.
Even when he sat down and he created you out of the dirt. It was love of God that breathed into the nostrils. Oh, and it was love. It was love when Jesus stood up and said, I'll go. I'll die for him. I'll be resurrected, I'll go back to the Father, but I'm still going to send him some help. I'm still not through loving on him. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit of God get into their hearts so even they can have counsel within themselves. Oh, somebody say, but when I try to do all the best that I can, oh, when I would do good, evil is present, Lord. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Oh, you already have been delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I made Jesus my choice, I was delivered for life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was delivered for life. Jesus, when I made him my choice, how did I choose? I didn't only choose him once, but each day I choose him. When I wake up, to God, thank you. Thank you for blessing me to see this day. God, oh, whatever it is you have for my life, let me be pleasing in my sight. Let me do the things you want me to do. You'd see a children even this day. Been saved 20, 30, 40 years, and you're still choosing him.
I still choosing. Thank you.
Yes,
I still choosing. So God bless you. God bless you. God keep you as I pray. Thank you. Thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Even on this day, how he blessed us. He blessed us. He fed us. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I can't take no credit, but it was him. It is in him that I live and move and have my being. It is in him. In him. Oh, hallelujah. It is him that kept me. It's him that delivered me. It is him that set me free. It is him that got me. It is him. It is him. It is him. Because it is him that's keeping my mind stayed on him. It is him. Oh, I realize that when my mind stayed on him, I'm in perfect peace. It is him. It is him. Because if I'm left to myself, I'll displease my own self. But it is for him. Oh, God. Even in the battle, even in our battles, even in our struggle, it's in him. It's in him. Look to him. Let him fight for you. Let him talk for you. It is in him. Hallelujah. It is in him. No fraud, no spirit of the fraud, the scribes or the Pharisees can entrap you because it is in him. In him who I trust in. Oh, if you face with anything, first pray. Father, help me. I know he'll lead you. I know he'll guide you. Father, help me. Those that pretending like they love me, Father, help me. Oh, hallelujah. And I know he'll do it. I know every time he'll do it. Then it's going to be more glory to the situation. Hallelujah. For you and him. For you and your father. For you and the one that's going to hold the book one day. Oh, hallelujah. And allow it to be opening up. This is the one that you want to please. This is the one that will take the pen and write your name in the book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for this opportunity that you've given us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to tell you that I do love you. Thank you for your prayers on this day. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Reb, I turn it back over to you. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
I see you, there, Brother D. I see you, Brother D.
Brother. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Reb, I'm here. Have your way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You got a little noise, but I know you got some. Well, I know you got something to tell us now.
Thank you, brother.
We thank God. We thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Real sir, he said, I know you got something to tell us. Yeah, I really do. I have to tell you. I say the benediction. The Rev has truly spoke from his heart this morning.
Jesus.
I've truly enjoyed the word of God this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And render unto God that which is God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm so glad that I'm God. Render unto Caesar
mm-hmm.
what is Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
But Caesar is only just a man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Render unto Caesar. Caesar is just a man. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am truly enjoying myself this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. I couldn't say a word this morning. I would truly just wave my hand.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm really in this place this morning.
In the name of Jesus.
When you start to feel warm inside, you know God is moving in your life. I heard Real say he had to go back home, said, but he wouldn't leave us alone. Oh, he left us something. He left us something.
Oh, yeah.
He sure did leave us something. He left me healed. He left me a way to get in touch with him. Left me a way to stay close by, stay in touch with him. Left me a way that I can feel it whenever I'm in need.
Oh,
he left
something.
Some of these new Bibles like to call it the Holy Spirit. You know, us old guys like myself, where I come from, they call it the Holy Ghost. And he left me alone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. So say yes this morning. So say yes. Praise God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm truly enjoying this morning. I truly enjoyed you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the holy name.
Hey, Brother D. I'm gonna do this here, man. Y'all been praying, man. You know how we used to say, "I'm stuck." You remember that, Brother D?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reverend Hill knows about this.
All right.
I got stuck way at the beginning.
Thank you.
It got stuck on the scripture. The scripture. I truly got stuck because I've been taught. I hope y'all can hear me. Salvation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they came to Jesus by the question of salvation. I got stuck.
Yeah.
I will listen to you, man. I really was listening.
Yes,
I followed you all the way through. But so, it just keep sending me back. There was a question of salvation.
Beautiful, yeah.
And I looked at that question. There was two worlds, earth and heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They had the question.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to do nothing but just put this in there. Because I want you to know there was a question about two worlds. It was one of the earth and one of the heaven. Can you hear? They asked him a question. And he's sad to see. I just want to read that one scripture, brother. And
beautiful.
And I ain't going to say nothing else. Well, I hope you ain't hung up. Look what it says. It said, then came to him a certain of the Sadducees. Watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
Which deny that there is any resurrection. Man, I got stuck. It's a lot of meat on this bone. They had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they denied it, right? They said, which denied there is any resurrection. And they asked him, oh, help me, Lord, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man brother died having a wife, and he died without children, that is, a brother should take his wife and raise up a seed unto his brother. Now watch this, brother.
Mm.
I'm going to stop right there because I was stuck there, man. I'm telling you, man, there are some people are seeking to try to trip you up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus told
him
in one scripture, in 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, he said, but the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritual discerned. So Jesus was going to make it plain to my brother. I ain't going to teach the lesson again, but I just wanted to let you know right there. I'm still stuck. I'm going to have to revisit
Praise
this.
The Lord.
In my study hours, man, because I really believe lot of meat on there. Because when you look at the Sanhedrin, they was the leaders of the leaders of the Sanhedrin, right? They were some chief priests.
Yeah.
They operated in the church. They lead the Roman Empire. Help me, Holy Spirit. They was ruler of the people on behalf of the Roman Empire, Reverend. And they were ready to.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready and solid to that they wanted to make some accusation right here. But look here. But they had position of leadership. But they was of the world, though, brother. When you look at that is a Greek custom of the Jew custom. They knew the Pentateuch, if I can tell you like that. What is that, Reverend? That is the first five books of the Bible. That's what they know about Moses. That's what they say about Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they wrote questions. Now watch this, Reverend, because I want us to leave this meat on the bone like this. Here. They wanted to question. Only thing they had understanding is Moses, but they didn't know the resurrection was sitting right before them. So I got stuck there, Reverend. I followed you all the way, but man, I got stuck
there. The Lord.
But them two worlds they wanted to know about the earth and heaven. There's a difference, brother. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told him. Paul told him. He said, "I got some things over here in the spirit. You can't even discern. You still wrestling with the world." Let me lay it low, man. Beautiful lesson. Beautiful lessons.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for your Holy Spirit. I sent you some for our sister.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I like to ask a question. Have anybody ever had heart trouble? you ever had heart trouble? Some, you know, the physical heart might be just fine, but you ever had heart trouble?
Come on, the
Sadducees and the Pharisee, the chief, they had heart trouble.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Fix it,
but we need a new start. We need, even with that new start, we need a new heart. A new heart. But I'm so glad God is fixing. He fixed it. Even David had a little heart problem. So he asked the Lord in Psalms 51 and 10, create in me a clean heart. Oh, God. You know. And in that creating, he asked him, renew a right spirit. Hallelujah. Within me, you know. And you know, he wanted, you know, he desired to go even a little farther than that. And if we'd be wise, we would do that as well. You know, created and with this new heart, you know. Blot out, you know. I need you to blot out. Give me a new start, God. And with a new start, I want a new heart because I want a heart, the heart that you desire for me to have. Not hallelujah, not that old thing, but give me something new that I may create a new start in you, a new heart in you that it may desire what you desire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Desire, creating me a clean heart, a clean heart. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Martha, creating me a clean heart. See, instead of them trying to trap him up, they could have been blessed. But they had him right there. Hallelujah. Creating me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. See, God, if you allow this that I know in my head to get down in my heart. when my mind goes astray, when it thinks differently, my heart will cry out. I'm clean, man. Oh, Lord, forgive me. The things you used to wouldn't ask forgiveness for, now you ask for forgiveness because you don't want that no more. You want this clean heart. Thank you, Jesus.
You know you're wrong, Rev. You know you're wrong.
Hallelujah.
You have to know you're wrong, Rev. Rev, when leaves alone, you got to know you're wrong because you would ask the Lord to create in me a clean heart. That lets you know you're a stony heart. You wouldn't ask the Lord to say things that you didn't know. You got to know. Ramirez wouldn't leave it alone. Ramirez said, renew the right spirit. Well, I got to know I got the wrong spirit in. He said, a clean heart and the right spirit within me.
Yes, sir.
I made it personal with the Lord. I need the Lord right now. I asked him to renew the right spirit, and then I said within me. So I know I'm wrong, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Well, you better watch it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What I like about it, when it says renew, it makes me feel that I've been crossed this road before.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. So he didn't say give me a new spirit. He said renew the right spirit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir.
you know what I'm saying? Renew.
Yes, sir.
It makes
yes,
me
sir.
New again. Mm. The right spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother D. Hey, Brother D. You remember we had a young man. I ain't going to call him that young. Remember we had a brother came on and said that, he wanted to testify and he wanted to pray with him, you know. And he was transparent. He was transparent. He told us about a few things he was struggling with. You know what I'm talking about? See, until you confess, Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Until you confess out that old mouth of yours. Do you tell the Lord about what you want to help you? How can he help you if you don't want to tell Lord?
Come on now.
Lord, I need some help with this lying lips I got. I need some help
come
with
on
this
now.
Poor iron I got. And that's
as bad as you
want to
help
you,
okay? As bad as you want to help you want to come to your rescue so bad, but he can't. He'll be contrary to his word. If he just come, God can't do that. He want to help you so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like my brother said, you got to open up that desk and they ain't call him out. And
yes, you do.
I'm a sinner. All you got to do is tell the Lord I'm a sinner.
Hey.
God
is going to
work
yes,
for you.
Sir.
He's going to work
I
for
like
you.
How we, I like how the old forefather used to say, he said, I need you,
Watch it, then. You don't give me the strength, then.
Bless me now. Hallelujah, my Savior. Yes, sir. I come down with my head bowed down, but with my heart open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A new heart, a new start. Yes, sir. I can't walk by myself. I need you. I can't talk by myself. I need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I like the fact, Real, when he said renew. He knew he had the wrong spirit, and he knew he couldn't fix
thank
himself.
You,
he went to the mouth. He said,
thank
Lord,
you,
renew the right spirit.
You,
he knew he couldn't
thank
do
you,
it.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Man got their stuff back. Like man can't clean stuff up. That's what it was that come
mm-hmm.
as far. Just can't do it.
Yes, sir.
Can't do it.
He said, make me to hear joy and gladness. But the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hallelujah. But nothing break your heart more when you know you have displeased God. That hurts you to your heart.
Amen.
Come on.
That should breathe into your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So when you hurt like that, and you know you're going to displease God, that should make you work that much harder to try to
there
please the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You should
thank
strive
you,
daily to try to please God.
That's right. That's right. That's
no man
right.
should want to hurt.
Thank you.
No man
you.
Should want to hurt. Mm. And according to the
mm-hmm.
scripture, it should cut you like cut you the marrow of the bone.
This is why
Rev sing the song,
thank
I need
you.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Every
I need
hour.
Him. I need him. I can't do it.
I
can't do it on my own. I need it. Yeah, I can't even please, him with that as help. I need his help to even please him. I need his help. Oh, wretched man that I am. Yeah, I'll deliver. I need him. It is evidence. It is self-evidence that we need him. We can't even walk right unless he's close to us, unless we're holding him. We put him in our orders. We can't do it. Hallelujah. For he knows the things that is pleasing unto him, so he allows them as we get close to him. He drops more of that into our heart. That we know what we did wrong. We don't even desire to do that thing anymore because he fixed that heart for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on now.
Because the desires of your heart to come of him. He'll give you desires of your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
God Almighty, he'll give you desires of your heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Yeah, he can bless you abundantly. He can open up your
hallelujah. I like this. Our sister blessed us. It says, happy ending. It said, repentance and forgiveness are the glue that can repair a broken relationship. Repentance and forgiveness are the glue that can repair a broken relationship. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Repentance. Yeah, repentance. Let him know, Lord, I messed up. Lord, I need you. I went on my old way. My old way led me astray, but I need to repentance. And turn back unto him.
I need you right
turn
now.
Turn back unto him.
I need you right now.
Repentance. And see, we repent, and then he forgives, and which allows that glue. that we broke, you know, we broke it, but we go to him, the one that can, he can fix that is broken. Oh, if you let him, can repair that. Oh, that is wounded. Why? Because he paid the price. He was wounded. Oh, hallelujah for our transgression. He was bruised. Oh, for that thing we call iniquity. Chastisement of our people upon him by his stripes. Hallelujah. That'll make somebody happy by his soul. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
By his stripes.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, for it pleased God to bruise us.
Right.
Look at the love, right? It pleased our Heavenly Father to bruise his Son.
That's
for
right.
Our sake. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The heel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Crown
thank you,
cross.
Lord.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
I refuse to allow man to hold me down.
There you go. There you go.
But I'm healed by his stripes.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Man, I'm telling y'all, man, I'm still stuck, man.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. That's
stuck,
all right.
It's two worlds, earth and heaven. The Sadducees ask questions about these minds.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm back over here, man. Let me leave it alone, boy. I'm stuck, boy. There's some heat over here, boy.
Hey, but check this out. And they had the cornerstone right there that could fit them two words together.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hey, and that's
hallelujah.
Why they went to them one
yes,
place and got a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Good teacher.
Oh,
preaching today,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I said he reached up to heaven and he got the world below and he pulled them together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Right now we're in heavenly places. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. We're up in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And we begin it with resurrection and end it with resurrection.
You come on,
might
now.
Catch that
come on now. Oh, yes, sir. I hear you. Hallelujah.
I really thank God for that Holy Spirit, man. I thank him for you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank my brother how he came in shining. It's always good to hear from our brothers and sisters.
Very good, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We always extend the welcome. We
praise
extend
the
welcome.
Yeah.
We have extended
this
invitation been given over 2,021 years ago.
Oh, right now.
They come, man, just as you are. Don't try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Just come as you are.
Try to fix yourself. Just come as you are.
God. Take care of all your problems.
Because
you already
Lord.
Done.
Thank you, Lord.
We nailed it to the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
So you're not going to have
yes, sir.
The opportunity for what Rev was saying. Brother D was them saying. You want to put your hand and heart in God's hand. So you can be like the old. Nothing can separate me from
mm-hmm.
the love of God.
All right, now. Yes, Lord.
You got to know the man.
Thank you.
You got to know the man. I can sit here all day.
Romero, I promise you, you'll fall in love with it. You'll fall in love
yes,
with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. You'll
fall in love with it.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is tell you deliverance. Deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
You got to detach yourself from the ways that's going to cause you to not to follow him. I've been hearing something like
name of Jesus.
Follow a young man. And I've been hearing his growth. You know, I really believe that comes from being, see, Bible said this here. He said this. I really believe it's written like this. There's one man, and one man is Apollo. He put the seed. But Paul was the one that had the water, right? He said, but the only thing about it, either had all the two methods right there, but it took God to increase it. So we ask you to come. If you ain't got a seed, we want to tell you about the seed. so we put it in your heart, and so we can pull water on it. But only God can allow you to what? Follow him. We can talk to each other blue in the face. You're going to have to get a relationship with us. You're gonna have to know the man. You gotta resist your old man. Rev said you left the old body in the water. Why go back to pick him up? He drowned. So I said this, Rev, thank you for the word. Thank you, Aunt Martha.
Thank you, God. Thank you for your prayer.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here and I'm telling you I'm still stuck on Band-Aid. Because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Uh oh.
You better kiss that they know.
Yeah.
I know. I know we've been bandied up a little bit, and I love the word of God, but it comes a time that we have to make an invitation again. But some mm-hmm. might be all right. Somebody said, "What is we always send out an invitation to come to Jesus. We don't tell anybody here is saved and filled, sanctified with the Holy Ghost. We told us all to come, because one of these old mornings, Eric might slip and bust his head. I want you to be there to pray with me. As I pray, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want you to point your finger at me. I want you to pray with me. we got enough naysayers out there. Look at the Sadducees.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to trap Jesus. Talking about Moses. Lord, that's the only thing they know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm struggling there, man.
Beautiful.
Beautiful lesson, Reverend.
Thank you. God bless you.
Beautiful, Brother D, you know, it's hard for somebody to have the love of God to just sit on that sideline, bro. It's hard.
You try to, and you just say, I just couldn't hold my peace. That's so true. When you know the Lord, you just can't hold your peace. And it's funny, I was sitting there listening to you, and you spoke on the bandage. You know, when you out of the will of God, you have a problem with bandages. But don't you know, I take and count it joy when the Lord put a bandage here and there on me. If I didn't, I would start to think I'm doing it myself. When the Lord bandaged me up, he allows me to see where I'm slipping in. He allows me to see where our possibility I'm be if I go here, or if I go here, or if I do that, it's going to be against my will. He allows me to see it before. And he do it before, he allow you to see it before because you did what? You made Jesus your choice.
Nice.
See, when you make Jesus your choice, he'll guide. I'm trying to tell my sister and brother is he'll guide your feet and he'll hold your hand. My brothers and I, we are living witness that God will do just what he said. He'll do it. I mean to tell you, he'll do it. He'll give peace to a troubling mind.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to give God your hand. That's all you got to do. You just give God your hand and say, Lord, I surrender. That's all you got to do, sister and brother. It ain't hard. This thing called following Christ, it's not hard. I promise you have more fun than you ever dreamed of.
You think
we'd be faking these laughs and this frown? It is nothing fake to it. Oh, it's all real.
Mm-mm.
We'll have so much fun while we're crying.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have so much fun when we're hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe what Brother D telling you, look at our phone chart and see how long we stay on here. We don't want to get off. My brother called me on the back line yesterday. We're the fourth. I stepped to hang up.
Yeah, we should be.
Talking about the fourth ourselves to hang up. Then by 5 times. Just give God your hand. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Come on in. While the blood is running.
That's it.
Don't come a day. And this opportunity is not going to be here.
I love that. That's pretty good, that bro.
Salvation.
So, if nobody else, Reverend and but D, if it's God's will, we'll be back tomorrow. If it's His will,
we don't
be boastful that we know tomorrow is gonna be a. That he allows to be here, but it is his will, his grace, and his mercy. He allows to be here again tomorrow. See you at that point of time, and we really believe. If you pray, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm going to say this here. You don't pray. God will show up and show out.
He will.
Some of us, some of the saints have been praying. We praying. You know, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna do this, Rev. I'm gonna let you do this. Give me that song, and that's gonna be what we need, right? Give us that song about you use me in your service. You me, Lord. You remember that song?
Just listen.
I went too far back on.
Show me.
Yes,
yes. Yes, Lord. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. That's all.
I'm willing.
To run
all the way.
Come on now. Help me.
Draw me near.
Every day.
If I fall while I'm trying.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Lord.
I am willing. All the way.
Use me, Lord.
Brother D, I think we got the young fella there. We got him.
Don't be angry.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing.
If I fall
while I'm coming, don't get angry.
I am willing, Lord, to run all the way. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Use me, Lord.
That'll get me to get that song down. You're going to get me to hit it now. You
thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir.
We do this here. And thank God for the opportunities to be in His presence. Oh, precious Heavenly
thank
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
The most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Lord, we come
thank you, Lord,
for all of the smiles, the kisses, and love that went up to
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Knowing that, Father
thank
God,
you,
we
Jesus.
Believe that when praises go up, blessings come down. Wonder sometimes
mm-hmm.
why when the man of God and the children of God speak of you, they start laughing because they feel the joy,
mm-hmm.
Lord, you put in their heart. So we thank you for the joy this morning that you trust Brother D, that you trust Reverend
mm-hmm.
Lord, you got even on the back line, even want to say, thank you, Lord. So I was glad I came
mm-hmm.
this morning to hear the word of God,
yes.
Lord. Thank you for the word of seed, Lord, that we can put in our life, Lord, and use it, Lord. So thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, because surely it was you this morning to touch us this morning. And we want to know, Lord, if it was someone that needed prayer, didn't hit it. Hit the one, but Lord. But Lord, we just want to be in prayer with them, Lord, that Father God, that you are here, Lord. You'll deliver.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you even set us free, Lord, on things that have
mm-hmm.
us captive. So, Lord, bless us, Lord, that never leave us today, Lord, because we know that we're going to run on until the end of this whole journey.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't believe it's the
yes,
end
Lord.
Until you say, come on up, Lord. So while we're here, Lord, bless us, Lord. Lord, keep us from harm, Lord. If anyone
mm-hmm.
is trying to build up strife against us, Lord, Lord, give us enough wisdom to know there is an evil spirit. We don't have to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, bless us
yes, Lord.
With peace, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless us with your love, Lord. And guide our
tongue
and say, we love you more. Yes. And we love more than the brothers that they ever can imagine, Lord. So, Lord, bless
thank
us today.
You, Lord.
We always be a good example for your people, Lord. Bless us,
mm-hmm.
Lord. That people know that we are of your disciples, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we render peace and love and happiness, Lord. I don't know why you got me praying like this, Lord, but Lord, use us, Lord, because if any stripes come
thank
up with anybody today, we ask you to strengthen that body, Lord, them know that this is,
yes, Lord.
These are the things that we do to lift up the kingdom. So we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you for reverend again for the mighty word you talk, Lord, and preach,
thank
Lord.
You.
Again,
thank
we thank you for Brother D, Sister
thank
Martha,
you.
Aunt Martha, Lord, and everybody that came
mm-hmm.
out on the list and hear the word. Let
thank
it be in
Jesus.
Our heart that
yeah.
we said we were glad that we came this morning. So hear us, Lord, and keep us
mm-hmm.
is our prayer. As we pray always in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. You know, I got a, I looked at this song. We heard it many times, Brother D. But I like the Wham brother sometimes. He said, God will deliver. You ever heard that song? God will deliver.
God will deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Long time.
I probably heard it.
Yeah. But what's how God blessing the song? Look how he blessing the song. Watch this. Song.
Hallelujah! Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Somebody know proud change things up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at here. Oh, I feel good.
Come on, man.
Let me see the hand in here tonight that know that God can still work miracles. Yeah, get him up all over this building. Now, while you got him up, I just need to see the hand of those that know that you know God worked a miracle in your life. Just wave them in the air. Come on, come on. All over this building. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, while you got them up, I just want you to reach over and just catch somebody by the hand and just name one little miracle that God did for you. Come on. And just begin to praise them all over this place tonight.
Come on,
praise. Come on, praise.
Come on, praise. Come on, and praise.
Praise. Anybody here know God brought you through? If you know God brought you through, so you can be a witness when I look up and say this. God will deliver. And if you at all times, I feel good up in here, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Somebody been delivered up here.
Deliver.
Somebody go get a somebody go get a breakthrough.
All time.
Oh yes.
All time.
Listen. I'm getting ready to name a few things that God did for Mary. And if anybody can relate to or identify with any of these things, I want you to get up out your seat. And when you get up, I want you to bring somebody up with you. Catch somebody by the hand and bring somebody up with you. But if God ain't never done none of these things for you, I just want you to stay there, sit there, fold your arms and act all cute and sophisticated. And watch us Holy Ghost folks get ready to go crazy up in here praising God. Can anybody relate to this? He put food on my table.
Yeah.
Somebody sitting there like God ain't never fed you. Just as fat as you want to be. Claws on my back. Oh, that's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. That's what he did. Woo. Anybody ever been broke?
Yes, you are.
I'm talking about down to your last dime, bro. Didn't know how you was gonna make it through the next day. But I just need to ask somebody up in this building tonight. When you were at the end of your rope, did God pay your bills for you? When you didn't have money in your pocket?
Yes,
He did. Yes, He did. Yes,
Oh, yeah.